Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root. I swallowed water the wrong way. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. I'm choking to death as the show begins. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. What would they do? I wonder what happened. Has any host ever choked to death and needed the Heimlich at the moment they came on, and you could hear the whole thing live? That would be an interesting thing to show. Extra music. I get it. Well, Wayne is dying. That would not work well here because I don't even have anybody in the room with me. So if I was joking, if I needed the Heimlich, there'd be no one here. So I would die while you're doing my voice. Thank you, Chris. That'd be really good. Really cool. So here we are on USA Radio coast to coast, all over the country, coming to you from the house that Root built. The Root Dome, two go in and only one comes out. If one of them's a liberal, only one comes out. Some of the big news stories that I believe are in order. Final countdown here. The most important stories in America for conservatives. Number one, the Wall Street Journal. When I was a kid, and I don't mean when I was 5 years old, but I mean when I was like 18, 19, 20 at Columbia University, a very, very rich, powerful, important man told me, here's a lesson for the rest of your life, son. Always read the opinion column of the Wall Street Journal and you will become a rich man. And you will always understand what's important in life. So I read the opinion column of the Wall Street Journal for, you know, 3 decades, 30-plus years, and always loved it and always agreed with it. And only since Trump became president do I hate the Wall Street Journal and hate the opinion column of the Wall Street Journal. Only since Trump became president have I realized what rhino, deep state, D.C. swamp, fake Republicans are the Wall Street Journal. You know, they're like Bush Republicans. That's the Wall Street Journal. One big Bush Republican. I just don't appreciate it anymore. So a kid who grew up, just like I also, my father taught me, you know, you always gain in life by watching the NBC Evening News with Tom Brokaw. And so every night of my entire life, high school, college, my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, and even most of my 50s, I watched every night at 5:30 at night or 6:30 at night, depending where I lived. It was a different time in different places, but I always watched the NBC Evening News with Tom Brokaw, and then later it was Brian Williams. And then when Mitt Romney ran for president in 2012, they were so vicious to Romney, and remember, Romney's a rhino, and they were so vicious and disgusting and disgraceful to Romney, I've never watched the evening news ever again, and I never read the Wall Street Journal ever again. But even the Wall Street Journal came out with a headline today, Trump really was spied on. I mean, that's interesting. Everybody now knows Trump was spied on. After ignoring for 48 hours this amazing development in one of the largest political scandals ever, the Journal's editorial board highlighted Durham's court disclosures that indicate evidence of a scandal that requires investigation under oath. The Journal slammed the establishment media for ignoring allegations that may prove Trump's alarm of foul play was correct all along. The editorial board cited Hillary's 2016 campaign effort to compile dirt on Trump, which led to exploited data for a political purpose that began during a presidential campaign and continued into Trump's presidency. I mean, look, I can read you all this. It's a long story, but here's the sum up. Once again, the establishment, D.C. swamp, deep state, Wall Street Journal, just makes it kind of subtle and calm. You know, okay, she spied on the president. The media ignores it. We're going to make it a headline now. But does it say that Hillary Clinton should hang from the gallows? No. And they probably say Wayne Root is an extremist for saying that. No, I'm not. You're going to allow American citizens, private citizens, to spy on the White House, to spy on the President of the United States, and they're not guilty of treason and they shouldn't hang? Our whole country is insane. You're going to allow Hillary Clinton, a private citizen, to spy on the president, and how about Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, spying on her political opponent running for president so she can rig and steal the election? And you don't think that's all treason? And the result of that should be hanging or the electric chair. Well, let me tell you something. You're not living in the same country I am. You're not living in the same world I am. And you're a fool. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, they'd be bringing Trump to the gallows right now. They'd be getting ready to hang him in the town square. Here's another interesting story. German TV presenter pushes hard for the mandatory vaccine and then collapses live on air. I gotta laugh. You know, it's time to start mocking all the people that are pushing the vaccines because they're all dying, dropping dead of heart attacks, having strokes, fainting on the air, fainting on the soccer court, clutching their chest. It's incredible how people are attempting to ignore what's happening right in front of all of us. The people who are vaccinated are dropping dead and having heart attacks left and right. The incident happened Tuesday during a live on-air NTV news broadcast in Germany while reporter Clara Pfeiffer was interviewing politician Sepp Mueller. German TV interviewer pushes for major enforcement of the vax mandate and then collapses on air. In a clip circulating on social media, Pfeiffer asks Mueller if the country should really wait to implement a mandatory vaccine scheme shortly before she appears to lose consciousness. So you are saying we should only activate mandatory vaccination as soon as it will be vital, Pfeiffer asks, adding, won't it be much too late then? Pfeiffer then begins mumbling unintelligently, stares off into the distance, unable to complete her next sentence before falling over. The broadcast had to be canceled prematurely. In a follow-up, the editor of NTV said Pfeiffer suffered a fainting spell and she's doing better after receiving medical care. And it was a loss of consciousness, they said, because she skipped breakfast. This is pretty funny, man. It's going on all over the United States and all over the world. As a matter of fact, a similar scenario played out last week during an Olympics broadcast by German language news channel ZDF, where a cameraman was observed suffering a dizzy spell while filming a live report. Cameras were rolling early this year when Brazilian TV journalist Rafael Silva, 36, fainted live on air while presenting the news. The incident happened just 3 days after Silva celebrated receiving a third COVID vaccine dose. And of course, last week, video surfaced showing comedian Heather McDonald collapsing on stage moments after joking about getting vaccinated and boosted and getting her third shot. She fell on the stage and fractured her skull. I mean, this is a joke. It's a joke what's happening in this world. If you don't see it, you're blind. You're just blind. And do you wonder why India had the world's worst COVID outbreak and then it all went away? And I've told you this 100 times on the show. It went away because the government made the decision not to vaccinate. Not to vaccinate. But instead to hand out a COVID package to everybody to prevent COVID. Kind of like a COVID rescue package. And inside it was ivermectin, antibiotic, zinc, vitamin D, and vitamin C. All the things that I tell you and all the doctors tell you are the things that you need to take regarding COVID. I'm not going to say anything else. Regarding COVID. And India really has almost no COVID to speak of today, even though it was the worst and sickest country in the world. And not only that, but Pfizer withdraws its COVID vaccine application in India after regulators demand local safety and immunogenicity study. So in other words, to put it in normal, simple language, Pfizer was asked to actually present their clinical studies in India, not the ones in America that were probably faked. The ones in India, do it now. Give us clinical studies. And Pfizer wouldn't do it. So India said, sorry, then you can't have vaccines in our country. So there's no vaccines in India, and there's almost no COVID in India. Isn't that an interesting coincidence? Very interesting coincidence. There is a great new video out, some good news. I'll end this segment with a couple of good news stories. First of all, the Virginia governor, Glenn Youngkin, who I love, signs an order ending mask mandates in schools in Virginia and gives the pen to sign it to a little girl suspended 9 times for not complying. This is a bill that will allow parents to opt out of masking their children at school. Gave his pen to a little girl suspended 9 times for refusing to comply with school mandates. What a nice thing. Senate Bill 739 requires schools to make masks optional no later than March 1st and be open 5 days a week for on-campus learning, except in the case of 10 unscheduled remote learning days, otherwise permitted by law or in certain cases of student discipline. So the point is, great news. How come all the celebrities and all the people watching and betting on the football game at SoFi Stadium, it was a wild party, they were all next to each other, they had no masks, and then the next day all the kids are supposed to go to school at masks in Los Angeles? It's all a joke. It's all a lie. One other great news story as we head out. San Francisco residents overwhelmingly vote to recall 3 far-left school board members who believe in the toxic COVID regulations of masking and vaccine mandates and lockdowns and your kids not going to school. San Francisco residents overwhelmingly voted to recall them. Get out of here, you scumbags. They should chase them out of town on the third rail. They should chase them with tar and feathers. You disgusting lowlives that have masked our children and vaccinated children as young as 12 when you have no idea what it'll do to them if they make their hearts stop or their hearts inflame or give them a heart attack. Just disgusting. They ran them out of town. Good job, San Francisco.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and un...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne on the Root. Welcome back to Wayne on the Root. We're on Unfiltered. The Root is on fire. This is unbelievable. I got a note here from one of my fans about a Canadian mom of three. She says, I thought this was a free country. She said online, on Facebook, she suggested that she might attend the Freedom Convoy protest in Ottawa. And a policewoman came to her door. She posted a video of the police visit to her home in Ontario. The police officer came to provide information in response to her Facebook post. Mother of three compared the incident to Thought Police and Big Brother. It's sick. It's absolutely sick. Police making an unannounced visit to her home to give her pamphlets telling her how wonderful the vaccines are. Because of the protests happening province-wide, yes, we've been monitoring the protest. I'm simply providing information about a peaceful protest, the officer said in a video taken last Thursday. I was flabbergasted, the mother of three said. I still can't believe it. She compared the incident to Thought Police and Big Brother from the novel 1984. Just disgusting that a police officer would visit your home. I thought this was a free country, she said. She didn't think it was appropriate for police to visit her over her social media post. To say I'm furious is an understatement. This is not okay, ever. I'm telling you, it's going to get violent. They don't understand what they're dealing with. They don't have a clue. The government doesn't have a clue. No one's putting up with this crap anymore. We've had it with you. We're done with you. You got the audio. Go ahead, play it. You ready for me? You want me to talk a little bit? Okay, we got it. Go ahead, shoot.
Information about peaceful protests. That's all it is.
Okay, so you saw something on my Facebook?
No, on the Facebook group.
Okay, and decided to come to my personal residence to give me information about peaceful protests?
Yes.
Okay, so are the Peterborough police... No, you're with OPP? Are you guys now monitoring people's Facebook pages or Facebook groups to who comments as to what their status updates are or what they're doing or okay, so within the group?
So like, because of the protest happening province-wide, yes, we have been monitoring the protest.
Okay.
So there's a protest coming up. I'm simply providing...
All right, I've had enough. That's okay. I don't need to listen anymore. It's kind of boring. But it gives you the idea of how disgusting these people are, what snakes they are, what rats they are. Disgusting rats. Cockroaches. That's what you people are. Cockroaches. You're government tools. You're Nazis. You're Gestapo. And we're not taking it in America. You try that crap in the United States of America. You just try it. Just knock on my door. Watch what you get. What a country Canada is. They're monitoring your Facebook posts and coming to your door if they don't like what they see. And she was so sweet about it. Hey, we're just monitoring your Facebook posts. Have you had a lobotomy, honey? Is that what it is? Did they put a little chip in your body and take your brains out of your head? You sound like a Stepford wife. Loser. These people are all just, something's wrong with them. Something's really wrong with them. They're disgusting people. Do you remember when people used to rat on people in black neighborhoods? And what was that saying they used to say? Snitches get snitches. Snitches get stitches. In the United States of America, baby, you're going to get stitches if you snitch. Snitches get stitches. It was okay in black neighborhoods when you snitched about drug dealers. They killed you. Nobody ever complained about snitches get stitches as a disgusting thing. But now they want to rat on you because you didn't get a vaccine or you went to an anti-vaccine trucker convoy or a Trump parade. They want to try to take your children away from you. Just try that. In the good old United States, even the lady in Canada went nuts. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Hero 2020. For weeks I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon, Hero 2020. I experienced it last week when the owner came to my office and did a gunshot expedition in the parking lot. It was great. Target shooting in the parking lot. The website's Hero 2020. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use it as a laser sight to ensure that you never miss. It does not require a concealed carry permit. This is perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional gun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies or gets seriously injured or gets sued. Do what I did and protect yourself and your loved ones and get the Hero 2020 today. At Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a very special discount. That's Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Great, great, great weapon. And you don't get sued, and you'll never kill somebody, and you won't get in trouble. It's a great way to defend your retail store from all the shoplifters. They'll learn a big lesson, let me tell you. They'll never come back.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now. You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected as early as next week to loosen its guidance on indoor masking as COVID cases and hospitalizations continue to drop. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We are assessing the most important factors based on where we are in the pandemic, and will soon put guidance in place that is relevant and encourages prevention measures when they are most needed to protect public health and our hospitals. We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when these metrics are better, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things worsen.
Americans picked up their pace of spending in January. Retail sales surged by 3.8% last month, higher than the projections of most economists. However, 40-year record surging inflation likely pumped up the spending numbers and not more individual purchases. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roots is with you from the Roots Zone. Congressman Louie Gohmert is with us, one of my favorite congressmen on the planet. Congressman representing Texas's first district. Congressman Gohmert, Wayne Alaroot, how are you?
Well, as far as I know, I'm okay, but that's why I like to call into you and find out how I'm doing.
Yeah, if I tell you you're crazy, then you know it's over. So let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the Durham probe, because unless I'm crazy, isn't that called treason to spy on the president of the United States? A private citizen spying on the president. Isn't that treason? Isn't treason punishable by life in prison or death penalty? Isn't that what happens when you commit treason in our country?
Yeah, it can be that kind of sentence. But and keep in mind, you're in my situation. Just because that is treason doesn't mean we're not crazy. We can be crazy, and that is treason, too, and I think that's what we're looking at. It is very clear that there were people all the way to the top of the Clinton campaign and the DNC that were participating. They knew good and well that what went on, and even if Hillary didn't plan it, it's enough under federal law, even for the charge of treason, if you knew or you encouraged in any way, aided, abetted, that includes encourage in any way, you're just as guilty as the people that carried out the plot. And even if you didn't know at the time the plot was going forward, if you encourage it and embrace it after the fact, then that's 18 U.S.C. Section 3, accessory after the fact, and you can get up to half the penalty of the people that actually carried out the treason. So this is very, very serious stuff, and I'm not aware of this ever happening in history. Now, I know we've had other countries trying to intercept things from the White House, but to have the opposing political party do it is absolutely not just outrageous. It is criminal, and there need to be very severe penalties for it.
Right, and there's two parts to this, of course. There's listening in to Trump's campaign, which is all about rigging the election, and then part two is when Trump wins, it's actually I'm not sure if that's treason, but I know that once Trump wins and he is the sitting president in the White House and you try and spy on him, that is absolutely treason. So it's just two things. It's rigging of elections and it's treason. And by the way, Louie Gohmert, what would make anybody think if Hillary and Obama and Biden did that, and you got to assume Obama and Biden knew all about it and gave approval, if they all did that, what makes you think that now, with Democrats controlling the House, the Senate, the presidency, that they're not listening in on all of our phone calls and every threat to Biden, every politician that's against him, everyone that says things, Biden's wrong, Biden's bad, they're listening to you, they're listening to me. Don't you think it's going on right now?
Well, that's my concern. And, of course, here just in the last couple of weeks, we got two pieces of mail, one from December, one from September, that were addressed to my congressional office. And it is should be a crime. I think it is for the Department of Justice to intercept. Well, it is a crime to open somebody else's mail that's not addressed to you without their permission. And I had two different pieces of mail that went through the Justice Department. They opened, they reviewed, and then they send it over to my congressional office, in one case a month later and another 4.5 months later. But they have no permission, and in fact, they cannot even get a warrant to intercept congressional mail without it going through someone in Congress who reviews it before it's turned over to the DOJ to ensure that it is not something that is privileged. And that's we have in Congress, a privilege. And the Supreme Court has said in the William Jefferson case, where he was just guilty of sin, warrant and go through his office. So this is really, really serious stuff. And Wayne, I've had people in the FBI complain to me, and if people can't trust that privilege so they can complain to their member of Congress, then there's no way to have oversight, and we move right into being a totalitarian government. We can't let this go. People have got to be punished for what the Obama administration did, the DOJ did, even after Trump took over, the FBI. And let me tell you, I don't think Christopher Wray is innocent with clean hands either. He took the job of cleaning up the FBI to mean that he should sweep everything under the rug, and that's the way it appears to be.
I don't trust anything about my country anymore. How sad is that? I'm the biggest patriot in the world. I love America, and I don't trust the government as far as I could spit at it. Listen, the worst part, Louis, is that they badmouthed ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. They made sure no one could get it. They made sure people laughed at it and thought it was for horses and deworming, when in fact it's won a Nobel Prize. Mm-hmm. Humans take it, and it works fantastic. I'm just looking right here at Robert F. Kennedy's website. He's been on my show several times. Who would ever believe Wayne Root, the ultimate Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan conservative, would actually like Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? But on this topic, he's right. Ivermectin beats out 9 other medicines for treating Omicron, new study confirms. And yet the government hates ivermectin. Yeah. How do you explain that?
Yeah. Well, you explain that, as our old friend Rush Limbaugh used to always say, constantly follow the money, follow the money. And in the case of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, if those things are used therapeutically, and they actually cut down on the deaths by 40-50%, then people aren't interested in getting the expensive vaccinations. Big Pharma doesn't make the tens of billions of dollars off the vaccinations like they did. And really, President Trump told me a long time ago, he said, you know, Louis, I really messed up on the way I handled the COVID. He said, I should have had a big press conference and gone out in the Rose Garden and said, look, whatever you do, don't take hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
Everybody would have taken it, and we
right.
saved a lot of lives.
Right, exactly.
But,
exactly.
You know, the media, the lamestream, the alt-left, they went exactly opposite whatever Trump said, and unfortunately for them and us, he was right most of the time.
He was. I mean, the only thing I've ever gotten down on, and you know Trump's a good friend of mine, and I just got married recently. I'm heading to Mar-a-Lago for my honeymoon, by the way. I'm leaving next month with my new wife for Mar-a-Lago to spend a week.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. So I'm great friends with Trump. He's on the show all the time, you know.
And I would encourage you, when you're down there, have the Trump meatloaf. It's Trump's mother's meatloaf. And it's on the menu, and it's delicious. But the one mistake I made, I let them bring the mushroom gravy, and President Trump got there later, and he ordered it. And, you know, I've always eaten meatloaf with ketchup. But it's a swanky place. I wasn't going to ask for ketchup in a swanky place. When he ordered it, they put it down in front of him, and then he sat there with his arms crossed till they brought him a brand new bottle of ketchup.
There you go.
And he just covered it. I'm going, oh,
there you
man,
go.
I should have had ketchup.
But what I was going to say, the reason I brought him up, Congressman, the reason I brought him up is that he's a friend of mine. He's been on the show a lot. He's on the show often, President Trump. And there's one thing I disagree with him on. He knows it's vaccines. I think the vaccines are a nightmare. I think the vaccines should never have been mandated by anybody. And if you want them, get them. But I certainly don't want them. I certainly hope you didn't get it. Just don't want it. But let me ask you about the vaccine mandates in the last minutes we've got here. You've been an outspoken critic of those mandates, as I have for a year now. Would you like to see the truckers do a protest like the one in Canada right here in Washington, D.C.? I know I would.
Well, of course, what I'd like more than anything is just not continue the mandates, not take
right.
people's jobs away, not kill their ability to feed their families because they're concerned about the vaccination. For so some people, it is much higher risk to take it than it is for other people. And that's why we've had this doctrine, this legal concept for years, for decades, called informed consent.
Right.
Every individual has the right to talk to their physician, talk about, well, what are the risks inherent to this if I take it? And then your own, that is one of the basic freedoms we have. And to see the way people have trod on our freedoms, and what was even scarier is when two Supreme Court justices said they couldn't see the difference between making somebody wear a mask and getting the vaccination, injecting something in your body. That is scary, too.
Scary stuff. I don't trust the Supreme Court at all anymore, as far as I can spit at them. Even the three that Trump put on the Supreme Court. Our country is filled with rhinos and deep state and D.C. swamp. It's just terrible. But one of the good guys is Congressman Louie Gohmert, probably one of the two or three best in the whole United States Congress. I'm a big fan. Thank you for all you do, Congressman Louie Gohmert, Texas's 1st District. Thanks, Louie.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
All right. Wade Ellerett, we're going to break. When we get back, I've got a lot to tell you about, including COVID vaccine vials. Scientists in the United Kingdom confirming they contain graphene oxide, which is a horrible poison you don't want anywhere near your body. We'll be right back.
Friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on to energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Raw and unfiltered.
Balance of Nature.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final countdown to the death of America right here on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. It's all going bad fast, isn't it? Let's have fun on the way out. I don't know if we're going to make it, but if we do, you're going to be glad you listened to me because I'll give you a way out, man. If we don't, then no one's getting out of this in one piece. But it doesn't look good. It really doesn't look good. There are crazy, kamikaze, mentally ill communists who are in charge. And as I said on a radio interview today, you know, I wrote a book called The Power of Relentless, and the one thing you got to give liberals, i.e. communists, is they are relentless. They're coming at us from a thousand directions. And you could die of a thousand paper cuts with these people. It's incredible. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. And John and Chelsea Jubilee are Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration recently. They were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept asking, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner at age 60 than at age 50. What are you doing? How are you reverse aging? Did you find the fountain of youth? And I pointed at John and Chelsea and I said, there it is. Go talk to them. There's the fountain of youth. Energized Health changed my life. But don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. People report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, enjoying the best health of their lives. And right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Just mention WAR, Wayne Allyn Root, and get 40% off. What are you waiting for? 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Energizedhealth.com. I think it's important sometimes to laugh at yourself and laugh at what's going on. And the Babylon Bee is just a very funny website, comedy website, that makes fun of liberals. And they got a couple of headlines I wanted to read you. Liberal emerges from home to face the eerie dystopia of people living normal lives. Sources have confirmed that local assistant professor of applied gender entanglement studies, Spencer Dillstump, unsealed his front door for the first time in 2 years, and then clutching his emotional support Fauci doll and whispering a prayer of righteous safetyism to Dr. Rachel Walensky, emerged from his home to face the eerie dystopia of people living normal lives. What's this horrific monstrosity? He said, we're all going to die, he yelled, according to witnesses who reported him pointing at the unmasked smiles of an older couple walking past. The quadruple-masked adventurer was seen trying to ward off the couple with a printout of outdated CDC guidelines while shouting long-disproven facts about natural immunity. Numerous eyewitness accounts describe Mr. Dillstump as frantically scurrying behind trees and dumpsters whenever humans pass by in their threatening states of happiness and normalcy. I could go on and on, but it's funny because it's true. The key to humor is there's got to be truth to it, and that's what liberals are like. Matter of fact, there was a protest at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, yesterday. I watched it last night on my phone, and the protest was the usual group of liberals, a bunch of unattractive feminists with masks over their faces, complaining that we've got to wear masks for the rest of our lives. I don't feel safe walking on campus. There's actually men without masks. These people are just, you know what their problem is? They've never had a date. They've never had a kiss. They've never been you-know-what. They've never been schnupped. These people are just losers, and they just hide behind their masks, and they just never want to give up on their masks. Such losers. It's the same thing as that story. So the story isn't a joke. There are actually women in the world who are scared to go outside without a mask on, scared to go to college without a mask on. And they mention there are people walking by who might be unvaccinated. These people are just, you know what they're like? After World War II was over, there are Japanese fighters who stayed in the caves for like 20 years. They didn't know the war was over. And 20 years later, they stumbled out of the cave ready to fight the war. And people told them, the war ended 20 years ago, you numbnuts. And that's what these people are like. That's exactly what they're like. Here's another story from the Babylon Bee. Unemployed San Francisco school board member takes to the street with signs saying, we'll abuse children for food. After parents in San Francisco overwhelmingly voted out their school board, a former school board member was spotted on a street corner with a cardboard sign which reads, we'll abuse children for food. The newly unemployed civil servant appeared disheveled after a restless night of not harming children through forced masking, sexual grooming and gender ideology, and communist indoctrination. I'm a hard worker, said Olivia Nelson. I will happily harm a child's developmental growth and transform them into an obedient, brain-dead lemming for food. I'm even willing to rough them up a little bit. According to sources, Nelson has set up shop in a highly trafficked area of Fisherman's Wharf, a popular place with tourists. Authorities believe she'll last there for about a week before she defecates in public and is forcibly relocated to Castro Street by the police. Oh, boy. Abusing children is their goal, you know? And that's not a joke. That's what liberals did to children in schools. My kids were all homeschooled. None of them ever got abused. None of them wore masks all day. None of them got vaccinated. This society has lost its mind. Public school teachers are communist Stepford wives and husbands looking to brainwash your children and ruin their lives and make them negative, scared, fearful little people instead of what children should be, playful and hopeful and loving the world and having great hopes that life will be great. They're all afraid to even greet someone or shake someone's hand. Their whole life's about germs. Sad, sad stuff, man. Not a joke.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.